Yirmiyah Perek Mem Hey, Leilinishmas Betzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. There is a difference of opinion among the Mefarshim as to what this perek represents. A very, very short perek, which is kind of a stopping point before the remainder of the Sefer, essentially, from Prakim Mem Vav through Nun Aleph, which are all about the doom that is about to face the entire world at the hands of Bavel, and then eventually Bavel itself. So this parak focuses on the figure of Baruch ben Neriah, Talmud Muvhak of Yirmiyah, and a man who desperately hoped that he could be a Navi, and that he would be granted the gift of prophecy, which he was denied, as the parak is going to show us. So one opinion about what this parak is doing is that it's an introduction that is a throwback to the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah, which we laid during the 3 weeks, very appropriately when we're going to be listening to this, which was the beginning of the Sefer talking about the words that Yirmiyah was given as a Navi up through the fourth year of Yehoyakim HaMelech. So the Abarbanel says that this is an introduction to Eicha, which was written down by Baruch, because remember, as we said in Perek Lamed Vav, the original Eicha was destroyed by the king, who couldn't cope with what it had to say inside it, and so Baruch had to reconstruct it again. So this Perek is being placed in here before the Chorban by a couple of decades, and Baruch complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why can I not be a Navi? Which is why the Das Sofrim says that this Perek is actually about the close of the era of prophecy. Once we get to Yechezkel, and perhaps Ezra and Nehemiah, there's no more prophecy that's going to happen. So Baruch was one of the last people who hoped to be one of those prophets, but he was denied because Hashem had decreed that the era of prophecy was going to close. Rabbi Breuer takes a very interesting point of view, and he says that this particular parak is about to come before all of the doom that is going to fall upon much of the world. And Baruch, who is about to record as Hadvarim Ho'ele, must have been shattered at the thought of the terrible suffering which Hashem was ready to inflict upon the world as a whole. Wherever he turns, he sees only impending misfortune. He is filled with immense pain at the catastrophe that awaits all of these nations. His heart, which so desperately yearns for comfort, but is heavily laden with the knowledge of the great suffering in store for his own people. And so his heart aches because of the new grief Hashem has added to his old pain. His soul, weary with sighing, can no longer find rest anywhere, which we'll see in Pasuk Gimel, and is a very interesting set of phrases written by somebody who had seen the Holocaust and the huge destruction it had cost, and is now talking about Baruch being the predecessor of the Holocaust that is about to come in his own time. Sahadavar asher diber Yirmiyahu anavi al Baruch ben Neriah. So this is the word which Yirmiyah, the prophet, spoke to Baruch ben Neriah, because vo es hadvarim ho eila, Abarbanel says, referring to Eicha, when he wrote these words al sefer upon a book, mipi Yirmiyahu bashanah harviyis leho Yakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda lemor. And this was written in the fourth year of Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehuda. Remember that this the fourth year of Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, there was still another 7 years after that, plus another 11 years of Tzidkiyahu. So this is some 18 years before the Churban. And it's very difficult for the people who see it coming clearly and know that nobody's going to avert the terrible tragedy that is yet to come. And we've been talking about, till now, what happened after the Churban to the community that continued to destroy itself by running down to Egypt. And we'll see what happens to Egypt in the next parak. So poor Baruch has to write down the words in the Sefer where Yirmiyah addresses him directly and says, this is what Hashem, the God of Israel, says about you, Baruch. Gimel amarta oynali ki osaf Hashem yagono machovi. You said, woe is me, oynali, because Hashem has added grief to my pain. That Baruch said in the Medrash, it elaborates that Baruch complained. He said, why am I being treated differently? Yehoshua served Moshe. He was a disciple, and he got Ruach HaKodesh. Elisha served Eliyahu. He was a disciple. He got Ruach HaKodesh. And I serve Yirmiyahu. Why don't I get Ruach HaKodesh? So Hashem has added to my pain the decline of the greatness of Klal Yisrael, as well as the personal anguish of not being able to have the chance to be a Navi. Yagati be'ancha siyu menucha lo matzasi. I am weary in my sighing. I am exhausted by my sighing. And I have not found rest. I can't find any rest anywhere in a spiritual sense, in a physical sense, because Nevuah does not come to him. So the Shechina doesn't rest upon me, says Rashi, based on that same Medrash. So there's no Menucha. There's no relief. Dalet ko amare lov. So say to him, says Hashem to Yirmiyah, to Baruch, ko amar Hashem, hine asher bonisi ani horeis. This which I have built, I'm going to destroy. And remember, this is 18 years before the Churban, so this is still yet to come, but it's clearly on the horizon. Beis asher natati ani noseish, and that which I have planted, I'm going to abandon. Ves kol haaretz hi, all of this land. So I'm going to abandon and uproot everything that I planted, and this is the entire land that is being judged, says Rashi, with the uprooting and the tearing down. All of Eretz Yisrael, all the places in the Holy Land are going to be torn down, uprooted. So it's interesting, you tear down something built, you uproot something planted. Both of them are destruction, but in two separate directions. So it's interesting that Hashem is being gozer at this particular way. And finally, Pasuk Hey, in this tiny little parak, V'atah tevakesh l'cha gedolos, al tevakesh. Excuse me, do you seek greatness for yourself? Do you want great things to come through you? I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Do not seek it. You're aiming too high. Very hard thing to tell somebody with a dream and an ambition. Hineni mevi ki hineni mevi ra'ah. I'll call basar no Hashem, because I am bringing terrible evil upon everything that is alive, says God. V'nosati l'cha es nafshecha l'shalol. And I'm giving you your soul, your life, as a gift. I'll call hamakomos asher teilech sham, and all the places where you will go. So, on the eve of destruction, as the song had it, back in, I believe this is the eve of destruction, you can't address personal spiritual achievement. It's just not the right time for it. So Abarbanel explains that what this means is that Baruch is not deprived of prophecy, not because he's not worthy, not because he's not fit, but the wickedness of the generation means we're not going to have Nevuah anymore. So you're going to have dangerous experiences and you're going to live, and that's got to be enough for you. In all the places you go, and we know that he went to Mitzrayim by force, he was given no choice but to go to Mitzrayim, and eventually he's going to go to Bavel, and he's going to fill a very important position there, because his greatest disciple is going to be Ezra HaSofer, and eventually that will be the redemption of the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael again.